This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. U.S. President Joe Biden made a new plea Monday to Americans as the Omicron virus continues to pop up around the world. The president asking people to get vaccinated or get booster shots if they've already received the COVID-19 vaccination. President Biden said he does not currently believe that additional shutdowns of businesses and schools are needed because of the new Omicron threat. He said he would spare no effort to fight the new variant, but health officials expressed the hope that those already vaccinated have a measure of protection against it, even as more scientific studies are being conducted. Meanwhile, the United Nations says Africans shouldn't be penalized with travel bans for sharing important new information about the Omicron variant. In a statement read by Stephane Dujarric, Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Africans couldn't be blamed for the immorally low level of vaccinations available on the continent.
Low vaccination rates are breeding ground for variants. The people of Africa cannot be blamed for the immorally low level of vaccinations available on the continent. And they should not be penalized for identifying and sharing crucial science and health information with the world.
The comments come as countries around the world have shut their borders to southern African nations in a bid to keep the new variant at bay. And this comes days after it was identified by researchers in South Africa. Guterres instead urged authorities to consider repeated testing for travelers together with other appropriate and truly effective measures as an alternative. We continue to follow this story on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. This is VOA News. Portugal said Monday it had detected 13 cases of the coronavirus variant. They were all involving players and staff of top division soccer club Belenenses SAD. One of the people involved had recently returned from South Africa. Six cases of the Omicron variant have been found in Scotland, two each in Canada and Australia, and 13 in the Netherlands. The organizations coordinating the distribution of donated COVID-19 vaccines in Africa said Monday that the quality of the donations needs to improve. The African Vaccine Acquisition Trust, the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and COVAX said in a statement, quote, "The majority of donations to date have been ad hoc, provided with little notice and short shelf lives, making it extremely challenging for countries to plan vaccination campaigns and increase absorptive capacity." COVAX is the UN-backed global initiative to distribute vaccines to low- and middle-income countries. The groups are asking donors to adhere to several standards regarding vaccine donations beginning on January 1st of the new year. Talks about reviving the 2015 Iran nuclear deal resumed Monday in Vienna. They continue after a five-month break, and for the first time since Iran's new hardline president, Ibrahim Raisi, took office. Like six previous rounds of negotiations that began in April, the United States is participating indirectly in the talks aimed at restraining Tehran's nuclear arms development. Iran contends its nuclear program is used for peaceful purposes. It will talk directly with the remaining signatories of the 2015 deal, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany. Then European diplomats will shuttle back and forth to consult with the U.S. side. At stake is the resumption of the international pact that brought limits to Iran's nuclear program lasting from 10 to 15 years in exchange for relief from crippling economic sanctions. Twitter founder and CEO Jack Dorsey stepped down as the company's leader Monday. In a news release, Twitter said Dorsey would be replaced by Parag Agrawal, who has been the company's chief technology officer since 2017. The move is effective immediately. Dorsey said in a statement posted to Twitter that the company is ready to move on from its founders. Dorsey founded the microblogging service in 2006. He was CEO until 2008 when he was pushed aside, only to return to the top spot in 2015. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.